18% increase in homelessness in LA hotspots, survey. Homelessness in the city of Los Angeles's hotspots increased by an average of 18%, despite official numbers showing a decrease of unsheltered persons in those same areas recorded in the 2022 point-in-time count, according to a recent survey by the RAND Corporation, a nonprofit public policy research organization. The survey, published last week, was created using a team of researchers making up what's called the Los Angeles Longitudinal Enumeration and Demographic Survey Project to better inform the development of effective homelessness policy, the report said. The survey was conducted over the course of a year from September 2021 to October 2022 and revealed an 18% increase in homeless people in certain neighborhoods. The team found homelessness in Hollywood increased by 14.5%, Skid Row by 13%, and Venice by 32%. But contradictory to RAND's research, the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, the premier hub for LA City and County Homeless Resources, found homelessness decreased in Venice, Skid Row, and Hollywood during the annual three-day count. Overall, LA County in 2022 had over 69,000 homeless people, a 4% rise from 2020, and about 43,000 in the city of LA, up nearly 2% from 2020, according to LASA. Despite nearly a 23% increase in homelessness over the last 2 years, the organization recorded only a 5% increase in unsheltered homeless during the pandemic. But the RAND survey, contradicting some of LASA's findings, was coincidentally released the same day LASA's 2023 count kicked off January 24, as thousands of volunteers counted homeless people on the streets, tents, encampments, RVs, and vehicles. The count wrapped up on January 26, and officials say results will be ready in late spring or summer. Meanwhile, the methodology for the RAND team consisted of separate day shifts. Over the course of the study, researchers visited Hollywood twice, Skid Row 5 times, and Venice 3 times. Team members varied the time of the week and month for each site visit, with shifts beginning around 8 a.m. with 2 teams of 3 field workers. During each shift, researchers approached unsheltered homeless people and made an offer to participate in a 10-minute survey for $5. For example, researchers found that during a 3-day encampment cleanup in Venice's Centennial Park in June 2022, the population count had decreased by 13% in the month following. The reduction was caused by a reduced number of encampments, while the number of vehicles, vans, and recreational vehicles stayed the same. However, by the end of the month, the population had reverted back to its prior level. The survey identified among the more than 400 homeless people surveyed, nearly 80% reported being homeless for more than a year, and 57% for more than 3 years. Over half of the respondents also reported a chronic health or mental health condition. Additionally, around 85% of respondents said they would accept offers of placement into permanent supportive housing, a hotel or motel, or a private shelter setting. The most common reasons that respondents cited for not moving into housing were never being contacted for move-in, lack of privacy, housing safety, and paperwork issues. By the end of the study, the RAND team concluded that policymakers should concentrate on housing solutions that incorporate privacy and autonomy, and that expanding congregate shelter capacity may not be effective in reducing the unsheltered population. While the LASA point-in-time count involves volunteers counting the homeless population over 3 nights, RAND's study took a different approach by employing professional canvassers to observe the homeless population over the course of an entire year, LASA said. Therefore, the RAND study and the LASA count are different, and the results of the former study could not replace the count. However, LASA staff said it welcomes the data from the RAND study, as it provides valuable information about the homeless population in the areas studied. LASA came under criticism for last year's results, particularly from Venice residents, when undercounting errors were identified by LASA volunteers after no homeless people were counted in some of the county's most homeless-ridden areas. https://www.theepictimes.com/loss-hyphen-homeless-count-hyphen-under-way-hyphen-after-hyphen-being-hyphen-criticized-hyphen-for-hyphen-methodology-hyphen-possible-hyphen-under-counts-hyphen-last-hyphen-year-underscore-50134.html. In response to the criticism, this year, LASA officials said they hired a demographer and two data scientists to help understand results, will simplify volunteer training both in-person and online, is using a different counting app with a new vendor, has backup paper maps in case of poor internet connectivity, and a backup team will be deployed to recount in the event of missing data.